For Women's History Month, 88.1 WVPE and Indiana University South Bend's Women's and Gender Studies program recognizes Michiana women making history. Dr. Barbara Williams, a South Bend physician and sociologist, conducted several interviews with notable women in the community, and we're bringing you samplings of those conversations on Thursdays throughout March at 8:45 a.m. and 5:45 p.m. This week we hear from Debbie Coble, Executive Director of Goodwill of Michiana. Her association with Goodwill started in 1990 when she was hired as a store manager. After she became executive director in 2013, Debbie Coble helped launch the Excel Center at Goodwill of Michiana to help students earn a high school diploma.
I had been in contact with our sister Goodwill down in Indianapolis, who had actually started the Excel Center in 2010. And I knew that they were helping adults who wanted to go back and get a high school diploma a second chance to do that. And up to that point in time, there really wasn't an option to be able to do that. If it was the GED. And so I presented it to the board, and I think it took them less than 5 minutes to say, yes, we want to do this. And so we started the process in 2014, and in 2015, we opened our first Excel Center. So the high school for 18 and older who want to go back and actually get their high school diploma and continue to move forward in their career.
Can you tell us the difference between a high school diploma and a GED?
Sure. So the GED is a test that you take that will show that you have mastered an equivalence of 10th grade, basically, level. It is a very difficult test, and I don't know about you, but I'm not going to admit how many years it's been since I've had algebra. And so to sit and take that test, it's really very hard. And one of the things that employers will still see a difference between a high school diploma and a GED, because a high school diploma really shows that you've gone through the systematic progress of continuous learning, being able to work in a team, being able to sustain on a goal that you have and get through it. And so there are still employers that prefer the high school diploma over the GED. And the high school diploma that our adults get is the same one that the kids at Penn, South Bend Community School Corp, Mishawaka, Elkhart schools, it's the same diploma that they receive, showing that they have demonstrated and mastered all the requirements that you need to get that high school diploma.
How do you see the adult educational programs at Goodwill as critical to the future of our labor forces?
Well, I think that it is very critical, because as we continue to enjoy low unemployment, employers need employees that have the education and can do the jobs that they had. And we know that when the economy starts to soften, and we know it will at some point in time, what goes up must come down, right? We know that it'll be critical for these folks to get that high school diploma, because when we were involved in working with adults back in 2008, when we went through that crisis, we had individuals that were in the RV industry making $60,000 a year without a high school diploma, and then the next day they could not flip burgers at a local fast food restaurant for no other reason than they didn't have a high school diploma. So we know that it's critical not only to attract employers that we have a workforce that's trained, we know on the flip side, when it softens, for these folks to have that high school diploma so that they can continue to find employment so they can care for themselves and their families.
That's Debbie Coble, Executive Director of Goodwill of Michiana. Coble received the 2018 Nonprofit Influential Woman Award from the Northwest Indiana Influential Women Association. You can hear more of Debbie Coble's conversation with Dr. Barbara Williams about the Excel program and her advice for those seeking to work in the nonprofit sector on our website, WVPE.org. Michiana Women Making History is a collaboration of Indiana University South Bend's Women and Gender Studies program and 88.1 WVPE.